The fall of Constantinople in 1453 stands as a pivotal point in world history, marking the end of the Byzantine Empire and the dawn of the Ottoman reign. The story of Constantinople, however, goes back many centuries, to when the city was first envisioned by Roman Emperor Constantine the Great. Constantinople was originally founded as Byzantium in the 7th century BC by Greek colonists. However, it wasn't until 330 AD, under the rule of Constantine the Great, that the city truly began to thrive. Grasping its strategic position, Constantine transformed the city into a new Rome, which served as the new capital of the Roman Empire. The city's unique geographical location, straddling the nexus of the continents of Europe and Asia across the Bosporus Strait, augmented its prominence as a hub of politics and culture. Throughout the centuries, Constantinople faced continual challenges, being besieged multiple times and weathering doctrinal fights, bouts of iconoclasm, and periods of great wealth and influence interspersed with political and financial instability. The city was famed for its imposing walls, impenetrable fortifications built initially by Emperor Theodosius II in the 5th century, which successfully repelled numerous invasions over the years. However, by the time of the 15th century, the once mighty Byzantine Empire had been reduced to little more than the city of Constantinople itself. Surrounding it was the burgeoning power of the fledgling Ottoman Empire under Sultan Mehmed II, more commonly known as Mehmed the Conqueror. Mehmed, intrigued by the idea of capturing the ancient city and eager to expand his empire, launched what would become one of the most celebrated sieges in history in April 1453. The most significant factor in this siege was the use of enormous cannons by the Ottomans. This technology, relatively new in the world, was so detrimental that, coupled with numerous strategies and sheer manpower, it was able to destroy the formidable Theodosian walls that had been the city's shield for centuries. As tension escalated, the outnumbered defenders fought tirelessly to repel the invasion. Led by the last Byzantine emperor, Constantine V and Palaiologos, Constantinople held out for a fraught period of 53 days. Yet, on the fateful day of May 29, 1453, after a final fierce but futile resistance, the city's defenses were overrun, resulting in the fall of this famed city. Constantinople's fall was not just the end of the Byzantine Empire, it was an end of an age. With it, the classical antiquity was undeniably finished, marking the closure of the Middle Ages. The event also played out as a major turning point in military history. The success of the Ottomans' use of gunpowder triggered a new era of warfare dominated by artillery, challenging the supremacy of traditional fortified walls and catapulting the military technology into a whole new trajectory. Post-takeover, Sultan Mehmed II transformed the city, renaming it Istanbul, and making it an Islamic center by converting the Hagia Sophia into a mosque. Despite the drastic religious and political turnover, Mehmed, widely known as a proponent of the arts and sciences, preserved much of the city's Greek and Roman heritage, using it as a bridge to connect the Islamic culture with the West. In sum, the fall of Constantinople serves as a testament to the shifting sands of power, cultures, religions, and even warfare strategies in the vast tapestry of global history. The modern city, today's Istanbul, stands as a living monument, a resonant earmark of this seismic historical event, still echoing bygone eras long past.